York City, connected with the world. Here's Tom Sullivan.
Yep, here we are. Happy Monday to you. Welcome to the Big Radio Show. On this Monday, the 23rd day of April, 2018, my name is Tom Sullivan. We're just posting up to our Facebook page the video of this van driver in Toronto being arrested. I am absolutely stunned that the police did not shoot this guy. It's amazing. In fact, I would expect that they would shoot him because of the fact he looks like he was going to try and shoot the police officer. You got to see it to see what I'm talking about. The arrest is unbelievable. It's on our Facebook page, facebook.com/Tom Sullivan Show. Got to put the show part on there. A lot of Tom Sullivans out there. So we'll find out later what all that was about, but it... pretty scary moment for the police officer. Meantime, 9 dead, 16 injured in Toronto from all of that. All right, while we're on, these kinds of topics, I want to go back and revisit something. We told you last week all about the Southwest Airlines tragedy that happened with the woman being killed from the jet engine coming apart. Piece hit the window, killed her. I'm not sure if the piece hit her or whether it was because she went out the window. And eyewitnesses, in fact, two of the guys that pulled her back in, one guy did say that it was not only her head but her arms. I mean, she was halfway out of the plane when they pulled her back in, and that alone would kill you. That plane was at 30,000 feet. The temperature outside that plane was 40 degrees below zero. 40 degrees below zero. And they were going 400 miles an hour. So if you stuck your hand out the window and a car going 50, this was going 400 miles an hour, and the temperature was minus 40. So I don't know, but God bless the woman. They had a service at her funeral yesterday. Mom, two kids, wonderful husband. So the part about it that I want to bring up was I was a little surprised, but I wanted to get your feedback on what is Southwest up to, because all of a sudden they have sent out $5,000 checks to everybody on board that plane. Southwest is paying $5,000 in cash, I mean a check, and a $1,000 travel voucher to all the passengers that were on that flight. The letter that accompanied the check expressed their sincere apologies for the incident. They said, our company and our culture is built on relationships. We can confirm Southwest said, we can confirm the communication and gesture are authentic and heartfelt. Letter said, we value you as a customer and hope that you will allow us another opportunity to restore your confidence in Southwest as the airline you can count on for your travel needs. In this spirit, we are sending you a check in the amount of $5,000 to cover any of your immediate financial needs. So I started thinking about that, and I thought, well, what are my financial needs? I got on a plane from LaGuardia to Dallas. Okay, so we had to stop in Philadelphia. I was delayed, but they flew me to Dallas. They completed their contract with me. I don't know, maybe somebody was late for a meeting or something like that. But basically, Southwest not only did a terrific job of flying the airplane. And by the way, if I may, I gave a lot of credit last week when we were talking about this to the captain, Tammy Jo, and everybody gave her a lot of accolades, as they should have. and the fact that she was a former Navy aviator and all that, and it's a great story. But just like with Sully Sullenberger, what about the first officer? The first officer, normally when you're flying commercial airplanes, one pilot handles the flying while the other pilot handles the radio. So who did you hear on the radio? Almost exclusively, it was Tammy Jo. At one point, the first officer got on. But I'm wondering if it wasn't the first officer that flew the plane and descended and brought it around to Philadelphia and landed it perfectly. But anyway, there's another person in the cockpit, you know, and he should get accolades as well, but I don't know what his name is. I have no idea. All I know is Tammy Jo. So, and again, I'm not taking away from the great story around her and her background and the fact that she was the pilot in command. So it was her plane. So she gets credit because it was her plane, whether she was actually doing the flying or whether the first officer was. Doesn't matter. They did a good job. They did a good job of getting the plane down. But the $5,000, what financial needs did I have because of the fact of, I still got to Dallas, 144 people got to Dallas just fine. Jennifer Reardon did not. She unfortunately met her demise, but 144 passengers and a crew of five. So all but one made the trip. What was the financial need about? Is this really a heartfelt gesture? Is this really, as Southwest says, authentic? Or is this trying to keep the lawyers at bay? And what would you sue for? Now, I did see Manny Martinez, who was the guy who also got a lot of publicity last week, because he's the guy who somehow, in the middle of all this, figured out how to log on to the Wi-Fi system. He said he had to buy it. Logging on to the Wi-Fi system and did a Facebook Live as he thought they were going down and he was going to die. I saw him on CNN. He was on Friday night, and he was truly shaken. I mean, the man was truly shaken up. I don't blame him. I'm sure it was very traumatic for everybody. So does $5,000 say, hey, sorry about the trauma? Sorry about you being traumatized? Real sorry about that. Here's $5,000. And I'll bet you that somewhere on that check, if you endorse that check and deposited, it says, this clears us of all liability. Sorry to be so, yeah. I just look at this and go, I was surprised that they sent anything. And then that they sent the $5,000. I thought, well, what financial needs? Then on the other hand, I guess I could ask the question a different way. Very snarky. So if they told you in advance, okay, this plane is going to have an emergency and pressurization is going to be lost and a woman's going to be killed, and would you go for the ride for $5,000 and a $1,000 voucher? Huh? Because what they did was what all pilots trained for over and over and over and over and over until it was absolutely second nature. For the minute they lost pressurization, the pilot slapped on their pressure oxygen mask and put that plane into a pretty fast descent, because you got to get down to around 10,000 feet where people can breathe normally. The plane flew fine. It flies on one engine just fine. I don't know. I was surprised by the $5,000. So would you take $5,000 if you were on that flight? Or would you send it back? Or would it give you the idea, oh, they're sending me $5,000. I wonder if I can get more than that if I call a lawyer and tell them about how traumatized I was. Phone number here is 855-295-6600. What do you make of this $5,000 check? Or am I being just the Grinch? Where I should be looking at this and going, isn't that nice? Southwest Airlines, which, again, it's a great airline. They're a very profitable airline. They have excellent, more than any other airline. They have by far the best management labor relations of any company I've ever seen. Management likes the crews, the people that work for Southwest. The people that work for Southwest like management. So was this just truly a genuine, heartfelt gesture, as they called it, on the part of an airline? And would you take the money? Would you cash the check? Or would you make a few phone calls to your cousin that's a lawyer first and see what's going on? And if you're a lawyer, what would you advise? Phone number here. I don't know what the financial damage is that anybody has other than the Jennifer Reardon's family. Oh yeah, they're going to get more than $5,000. The phone number here is 855-295-6600. 855-295-6600. You can find my phone number and the comment line phone number and the links to my Twitter and Facebook and Instagram and my podcast and all of that. You can find that on my website. The website is tomsullivan.com. So is this just a heartfelt, wonderful gesture and I'm being unfair to Southwest Airlines? 855-295-6600. We'll take a short break and be right back.
Connect and engage with Tom Sullivan. On air, online, on demand.
Southwest Airlines sends $5,000 and a $1,000 travel voucher to everybody on board the Flight 1380 last week. Was it heartfelt, or is this the lawyers trying to figure out how to keep lawsuits down to a minimum? Phone number is 855-295-6600, and would you take the check? Would you cash it? Brian in Sacramento. Brian, hi, welcome. You're on the Tom Sullivan Show.
Hey, Brian. I'm sorry. Tom, how are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Hey, well, good. I'm a first officer with Southwest, and I'm not going to speculate on the $5,000. That's probably above my area where I should probably.
Yeah, you don't want to. No. If you're working for no. Don't even go there. I'll talk to the other callers.
No, I will not. Yeah, but
I'd like you to see you keep your job. By the way, I looked up the first officer's name. His name is Darren Ellisor, who lives in Texas in the Houston area and was in the Air Force, is where he learned how to fly. So I thought he should get some credit too. That's all.
I agree. we're all trained the same. We all go to the same and do the same stuff. And I mean, you go through new hire training in any airline, and all you do for probably 30 to 40 hours is fly around on a single engine. And they give you engine fires and failures and every problem you can imagine. I mean, that day, as far as the procedures, at least at our airline, you did hear the captain on the radio quite a bit early on, but in our procedures, via our Bible, which is our books we go by, the captain has to land the airplane on a single engine.
Oh.
So she did land it. But okay. what he or she will do is the captain, they'll say, I have the radios, you have the airplane, and there's a transfer of controls wherever, depending on who's flying. Well, one person will run the procedures that is required. I mean, they had a you know, explosive decompression. They had a emergency descent to handle with. They had a single engine to handle with, and medical emergency.
Right.
So there was, you know, I mean, we don't train for all those at once, but there was a whole lot going on in a short period of time. So I think probably after the emergency descent, you know, she was extremely calm, you know, as she should be, and
right.
made us all look really good. But she, yeah, when we heard her talking, he was flying the airplane. They probably had all the main procedures out of the way, and they were setting up for the approach at that point. And you know, and then shortly after that, you heard him on the radio. They had transferred the controls back to the captain. She landed
right.
the airplane.
Right.
And
For people that are not pilots, I mean, that literally is. You've got the plane. I've got to hear you say, "I've got the plane." You transfer.
Exactly.
I mean, it's out loud to each other, so that everybody knows who's flying. But so the policy is the captain is the one who puts it down on the ground. Interesting.
Yeah, there's several different situations, and I don't know other airlines, but at Southwest, the anytime you're single engine, the captain does land the aircraft.
So tell the listeners. When you go in for your training on a regular basis, and it's not you learn once and that's it. You guys are going in and out of that training academy on a regular basis. You must have done that 1,000 times in training.
Yes, I was at a regional first, you know, I was a captain at a regional, and we do it, you know, start as first officer, you do in the right seat when you upgrade to captain.
Right.
You know, you do the same procedures in the left seat, every situation you can imagine, we deal with, and we go back for yearly training. We have ground school, online training we're continually doing, and then we have simulator training that we will go back for yearly and get in there in Dallas, and they beat us up for a few days.
Yeah. I just think people should know that maybe the reason she sounded so calm is because you guys go through these exact. I mean, you go like you said, they throw everything at you. Your plane's on fire. You've got smoke in the cockpit. You've got engines out. You've got everything they throw at you, and you've got to figure out how to handle it. Also, in the middle of a wild crosswind storm that you got to put the plane on, so. I don't think they realize how trained you guys are.
Those two did an amazing job. I mean, like I said, the four emergencies, they all happened at once. And, you know, you have the engine failure, the initial rollover from the bad engine to throwing on their oxygen mask, starting an emergency descent, you know, with damage to the aircraft. That's a whole different story as opposed to just a slow decompression. So yeah, it was, they did well. Proud to be with the company I am, and all I'll say about the other aspect. But
I just wanted to make sure that the first officer got his name on the accolades too, because both of them were responsible for that plane getting down there and doing it right and handling it precisely. And they did. They made you and all of your colleagues proud. So, Brian, thanks. I appreciate the call. We'll be right back.
First Amendment 101. You're listening to Tom Sullivan.
Yep, you are, and thank you. Happy Monday to you, talking about Southwest Airlines. I think I saw it after the show on Friday. Maybe I saw it Saturday morning. Southwest sending $5,000 check and a $1,000 travel voucher to everybody on board Southwest 1380, which was the flight from New York to Dallas with the engine that blew and the woman was killed. So, obviously, the woman's family is going to be compensated a much larger number. You can't compensate, but we'll be getting some bigger check, let me put it that way. But why did everybody else get $5,000? Why did they get anything? Other than, we're really sorry that we put you through this, but, you know, we didn't plan on it. They have a great safety record. First fatality in their 50-year history. First airline fatality in the U.S. since 2009. Let's talk to TK in Missouri. TK, hi, welcome. You're on the Tom Sullivan Show.
Hey, Tom, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
I tell you what, sounds like Southwest is some of the best of the best. they're pilots.
I think they are. And, they're very well trained.
Yeah, you know, military, of course, is Top Gun school, but yet these guys are civilians, so they go through training just like those military people do.
Well, these two pilots both came from the military, the first officer from the Air Force and the captain from the Navy. So,
best of the best.
Yep.
I tell you what, kudos to them. But, you know, I wasn't on that plane, but if I was, I think I would keep the voucher.
Yeah.
That'd be a nice gesture from them, and I'd thank them.
Yeah.
But I'd turn around and give that $5,000 to that family that lost a lady. Because they're going to need it more than I would.
Yes. Well, let's see. 5,000 times 143 is $715,000.
Yes, and that would add to whatever else the airline afforded.
So yours,
of course, that ain't going to be enough to ever take the place of that lady.
No,
and she's got two little children
and all that.
And he's going to have to raise the children by himself, and you know it's going to be rough.
So is this blood money? Is that what you would? Why you would not accept it?
Well, what I do, I'd thank them very much for considering me and sending it, but I just tell them in a nice way, hey, this family is going to need it a lot more than I will. And I'd make an attempt to get the money to them.
Nice. Nice. Because I'm trying to figure out what are the immediate financial needs that they said in their letter for the passengers. Yeah.
Well, I'd say what it is it's to ward off any suits, lawsuits, and it's a nice gesture on their part. And with no accidents in 50 years, that record stands for itself.
Yeah.
So, it'd be nice if a lot of the people on the plane would say, hey, you know, I didn't expect this money when I got on the plane. I expected you to get me from one end of the destination to the other. But if you give me a $1,000 voucher, hey, that's plenty enough.
Yeah.
And turn the $5,000 back to the family that really needs it. I mean, he's going to have expenses that you can't even think of.
Well, yes, you're right. But I also presume that Southwest will take care of that.
I think they're going to compensate him, write a big
check, yes.
Yeah, but still, that I don't care if it's $10 million. That ain't going to replace the woman.
Nope. So what you're telling me, TK, is you'd feel funny about hanging on to that money.
Yes, because I didn't earn it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I love to fly anyway, so, I wouldn't feel right in keeping it.
I wonder if you're not alone. I wonder what the people will do who get that $5,000. I wonder how many people will cash it. Or, like you said, give it to the family. All right. Hey, TK, always good to talk to you. I appreciate your call. Sue in California. Sue, hi. You're on the Tom Sullivan Show.
Yeah, hi, Tom. How you doing?
Good. What do you think?
I started flying with grandmother back in, I think it was 1964.
Yeah.
And I would always assume that, you know, you're going up in a big old bullet in the air and you could fall out of it. It was assumed risk.
You know? Well, yes, it's a risk getting up in the morning. I mean, life... Life
exactly.
is full of risks. So, would you take the would you keep the $5,000?
No.
What would you do with it?
I'd give it probably to the family of the poor lady that had to have that window seat.
Yeah, it was. I don't know if you believe in fate, but to be the one passenger sitting in the exact seat, the chances of that are you've got a much better chance of winning the lottery every week for the next year. I mean, it's just the chances of that are slim to none. But it happened. So All right, so you would not hang on to that money. $5,000.
No.
Could you use $5,000?
Don't need it.
Okay.
I feel comfortable keeping it.
All right. If you don't need it. All right, Sue. Thank you. I appreciate the call. I don't know if I don't need the $5,000, but you hand me $5,000, I'm putting it in my pocket. Phone number is 855-295-6600. Bill, thanks for waiting. Welcome. You're on the Tom Sullivan Show. Well, I went to Bill, and I just saw the signal come up saying it went. He hung up. Debbie. Hi, Debbie. Welcome. You're on the Tom Sullivan Show.
Hi, Tom. Hi. I have flown with Southwest for a long time. My husband and I had to travel monthly, and we always flew Southwest.
Okay.
And I can tell you the gesture that they've done with the people that were on that flight to Dallas is in keeping with what I saw them do over a long period of time. They treat their passengers like family. And we had one flight that had to get canceled because of a mechanical difficulty. And we ended up missing our family reunion because we weren't able to get four of us on another flight at the right time.
Yeah.
Southwest not only refunded us our tickets, but they gave all of my family $400 vouchers to say we're sorry that you missed your event. And I thought that was really kind of them because they didn't have to, but that's what they chose to do. And when other airlines have problems like this, you hear denials right away, and you hear them saying, oh, you know, we have this and we have that. And
right.
Southwest has come out and said, hey, you know what? This happened. It's unfortunate. We feel terrible about it, and we want to do something to try make our passengers feel like, you know, they're our family. We're sorry, and we care about you. And this is just a very small way of us saying, hey, you know, please accept our condolences for the trauma that you've suffered. And I'm sure that they are going to do an exceedingly generous amount for the woman who was killed. I have
doubt,
because that's just who Southwest is. I mean, I've watched them do it for a long time. I've flown with them for more than 10 years, and I can tell you, I see it. I've watched them when my granddaughter was flying and was upset, and they said, no worries, here, let's do this and let's do that. And you know, I've watched them with other people and the care that they take of their passengers.
Well,
they treat you like family.
The story that they ponied up some money for you and your family because you missed the reunion, I think that's a really telling story. Maybe this is all genuine then. Debbie, thank you. Great story. I'm glad you got on the program. 855-295-6600.
The real world and you meet here. You're listening to Tom Sullivan.
Southwest Airlines writes a check for $5,000 without anybody asking. Everybody on board that flight last week from New York to Dallas got a $5,000 check and a $1,000 travel voucher. Authentic and heartfelt, as they said in their letter? Question mark? 855-295-6600. Pat in California. Hello, Pat.
Hi, Tom. How are you today?
I'm doing great. What's going
on? Well, I just want to let you know that I'm a retired Southwest Airlines captain, a female captain that retired last year from Southwest. And that crew just did a fantastic job of working together to get that, you know, that airplane safely on the ground. And as the first officer that called you earlier said, it was the captain that did the landing. Anytime there's a single engine, the captain does have to land the aircraft.
Yeah.
But they work together no matter what their backgrounds are. And Southwest does a fantastic job of their training program to,
I mean,
these kind of scenarios.
I mean, Tammy Jo Schultz, I'm not trying to take away from her. It's just that nobody said boo about Darren Ellerser, who was the first officer. And I thought there were two people up
exactly.
there. So, you know, congratulations to both of them.
He Right. He was flying the aircraft. If she's on the radio, he was flying the aircraft, doing a fantastic job of a crippled airplane. But again, they did a great job working together, you know, to, again, get that safely on the ground.
Yep. And that's, I guess, you know, the public doesn't necessarily know all about that. But there were days in the aviation business where captains were, I'm in charge, don't talk to me, don't tell me what to do. And because of accidents, every major airline that I know of, they've changed that completely, where the first officer gets to speak up if the captain's doing something, and vice versa, right?
Yes, that's exactly right. So we basically, you know, the captain has an extra stripe, but you're basically equals up front, shall we say, because, again, the training that you both receive, and anytime you go through training, it's a captain paired with a first officer. And we specifically at Southwest, again, as you mentioned, we're specifically told, you know, the first officer has as much say in what's going on and what he or she sees and to help the situation as the captain does, although you know, the ultimate responsibility, of course, is for the captain.
Right. You're the pilot in command. Well, look at these two pilots made everybody proud. I threw some credit too. I thought the air traffic controllers did a great job as well. That's a very important part of it too. And they just said, whatever you need, tell us when you want to turn. You do it. Tell us. We're not going to tell you. I thought they were very helpful.
Right.
You know.
Well, and also just the crew in the back, the flight attendants in the back, dealing with what they were dealing with, and then even as the captain up front, you've got that in the back of your mind. You're not going to go back there and help them do their job. But, you know, the flight attendants did a fantastic job of, you know, again, oxygen masks coming down. You know, you've got a rapid decompression. And, you know, you've got a passenger that obviously severely injured, you know, if not worse. And they're dealing with all of that in the back. So, I mean, kudos to everybody, all the crew members on that crew.
The people in the back, the flight attendants, the masks have dropped down. They're not exempt from hypoxia. They also have to put their mask on. So they can't go walking around. I bet you they did not know the extent of what they were dealing with, other than they had a decompression. And they had to stay put for some time until the plane reached a lower altitude before they could get up and walk around, or they would pass out themselves.
Yeah, depending on where they were at too in their you know, in the flight, if they were up and serving, that's why there's an extra oxygen mask at each seat. There's four, even though there's three seats, and it's for the flight attendant. If they're up, they can grab a mask as they're trying to get to their jump seat to their own oxygen mask. And there are also walk around oxygen mask for them,
right,
if they do need to get up,
right,
for some reason. But
right,
that's why there's a fourth oxygen mask.
Well, you have just answered. I knew there were four, and I always thought, what's the fourth one for? Is it for, like, somebody with a child on their lap? Is that what that was? I've never figured out. You just answered a curiosity that I've had for a long time. Thank you.
Right.
I had no idea.
That is also the other part of it, is the child on the lap. But also, people need to understand, too, when I saw a lot of the selfies that people took, they've got to pay attention to the flight attendants. And when they say put it over your nose and mouth, that's where you're going to get the most oxygen.
Well, I was barking about that last week. In fact, I think I was the first person in the media to point out the selfies and going, it wasn't one or two. It was every person in the photo had the mask on wrong. Everyone. Not one of them had it over their nose and mouth. They had it over their mouth.
Yep.
Crazy. Well, congratulations to Southwest. I mean, it's actually the tragedy, but it was one where I think you guys came out shining. So, Pat, thank you. I do appreciate your call. Speaking of Pat, there's our friend Pat in Virginia. Pat, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing, Tom?
Doing wonderful. Would you keep the
$5,000? Oh, God, no. I mean, I'm totally in line with your other callers. You know, this was a major tragedy averted by Southwest.
Yeah.
These people that they've conducted, this is nothing but a good news story. We're sad for the loss of life, But this could have been a major disaster. And this pilot, especially being a female, that's, man, I don't mean that disparaging, but we don't give women enough credit for heroic actions like this. The guy who dropped the plane over there in the Hudson River, he's being heralded. Oh, yeah. He's a legend. Would you agree?
Yeah, no question. But I'm back to the women in the cockpit. There's still a minority, but it's a growing number. It's a growing number. And there's also a lot of you hear many more female voices from air traffic control as well. So there, women are getting better represented in aviation. I think it's a great career. They're looking for pilots. I don't know why more women don't sign up. It's a good paying job. So, but I got to run. Pat, we haven't heard from you for a while, but I'm glad to talk to you briefly. One man comment line banned today because the market down 14. It's not much of a move today. The Dow at 24,448. The S&P up a fraction of a point, and the NASDAQ down 17. So kind of a overall flat market today. The price of oil, just about $69 for a barrel. And gold will cost you $1,326 an ounce. On the comment line, this caller says today's van attack in Toronto makes one thing clear.
I would hope after today's event that all the legislators would realize it's not the weapon of choice, but the person.
Clearly. Especially when you back it up with the mentally ill guy in Texas, or I'm sorry, in Nashville. Yeah, it's not the instrument, it is the person. Well said. We will take a 21-hour break and be back tomorrow. I hope to see you then.